The very first time she called, we talked for more than an hour, and it was just this magical instant connection, and we introduced ourselves, but then we also started talking about what it's like to be an American and a Mexican American in particular in the space of the mosque, and how sometimes we both feel that our culture as Mexican women is not represented in the mosque, and how that can be frustrating and interesting to learn about other cultures, but also kind of wondering where is the space for our own culture. And so we were really able to bond around that connection.
I think that just that conversation, like I told you, or we've talked about that sort of solidified things for me, or just it really validated me as a Chicana, as a brown convert, as opposed to making me feel like I had to strive to be something that I wasn't, and I didn't have to be as a Muslim. I don't have to be Arab or Pakistani or anything else. In the progression of our friendship, I know. We had gone out, I think the first time actually, when we went out to dinner together. And we went to a local restaurant, and my Halima, so my daughter.
Oh yes, I also have a Halima. We each have a Halima.
Yeah.
Mine's 19 now.
Right. And mine's 9. So there's 10 years difference. She wanted to put money in the jukebox, and she wants to listen to some music. And I gave her some money, and I honestly don't remember what you told her, but I do remember that you called her Miha. And I just thought, yes. Because, I mean, we're both Muslim, but you're not calling her Habibti, or like that's, the Arab version of I don't even know, because that is never explained to me. A term of endearment, or Bitta, or like all these other sort of foreign words that are used in the mosque, that. Yeah, that I it always felt like pressure that I had to use those, or I had to know those, or that I had to absorb them. And so when you called her Miha, I was like, oh, it felt like home. That was my home language. And yeah, that we're gonna be family like that. That's how family speaks to each other.
Okay, we said we weren't going to cry on NPR. So for me, you've really become my family and my home away from home. And that has a lot of implications, or looks a lot of different ways. So one thing is just being able to establish unique Eid traditions when we celebrate Eid, and even during Ramadan, like being able to make the first night of breakfast be tortilla soup and enchiladas and refried beans and rice, and
Right.
that's okay to break your fast like that. That was the first time that I've been in a space to really be able to embrace that and celebrate that and be with people who got it and who didn't look around for other kinds of food.
So.
And I would say that your openness, and the things that you were longing for are the things that I find as a friend in you. Because you totally accept me for who I am. And it doesn't have to be perfect, and it doesn't have to look any particular way at all.